there, folks. So we've obviously got some big things going on in the world at the moment, and I decided that I'd have a talk about where that leaves us in the UK. I hate the term the UK in Britain, in merry old blighty, where Trump is now going to become president of America again. And of course, he doesn't get on very well at all with the Starmer regime. And I think this creates an interesting thing, an interesting sort of situation to ponder over. But I first realised where, like, this schism which could happen last week when I was watching the Joe Rogan interview Donald Trump, and Rogan offhandedly sort of referred to, like, we're all sick, all we get is this woke shit. And Donald Trump started nodding his head in agreement with it. And I realized that, like, this has been the dominant, call it what you want, call it critical race theory or whatever, what we, cultural Marxism, and now it's like the latest iteration is woke, whatever, the kind of identity politics of the left, this corporate HR ideology. And here you have, like, somebody who is not considered to be far right or some sort of reactionary or anything, just offhandedly just trashing it like that. It's just all this woke shit. It's just useless garbage. And of course, this is something that I think is now becoming undeniable, that people are just sick to death of it. People are just sort of think of it as being low status. It's like an irritating stone in your shoe. It's not something to be respected at all. And you can see that there's companies sort of pulling away their support for the policies in their corporations. And I did an article a few years ago called "The Centrist Sees Us," and in it, put the idea across that the unhinged behaviour of the left, particularly the Democrats in America, because we still had the Tory scumbags in, but particularly the Democrats and the left, the sort of corporate woke left, that and also, if you bring in what happened with the pandemic, if you bring in the BLM stuff, if you bring in the climate change stuff, what's happening is that there's a certain sort of globalist narrative and set of ideas which are alienating more and more people. Now, when it's just sort of, and you can chuck in, like, the unbelievable amounts of mass immigration as well, of course. And at first, like, this is just felt by mainly working class white people. But you can see that over time, it's begun to alienate more and more powerful people, particularly regarding the Middle East. You know, when these kind of students and whatnot turned on Israel's policies, what it was up to with Palestine and all this, which could well be the whole turning point here. But what I realized was that this is now on its way out. This is now accrued too many enemies that it is no longer viable, and something else is going to emerge. And now we've seen that Trump has in fact become president again. And in geopolitical terms, I think this has to happen. This is why I refer to the centrist Caesars, because they want America to be sane. But there's also some people who've decided that actually we need to cut away all of this crazy mumbo jumbo, because it's affecting our stance on the world stage. It's affecting geopolitics. It looks stupid when we've got, like, woke generals standing there and all of these policies, and we're not getting the best, because other countries who aren't doing that are going to end up outcompeting America and the West in general. And so what I think is you don't, it's just a purely sort of realist view on this, that if you want America to maintain its power in the world, you're gonna, like, woke is just absolutely useless to have as an ideology, and now it looks like it's going to get tossed overboard. Which is probably why there hasn't been such outrage about Trump becoming the president that many people expected. But what I find, like, interesting about this is that we in Britain are sort of suffering under the most left wing, most woke, most globalist government, possibly in the whole Western world. They're authoritarian, they're dumb, they're not responsive to any kind of sort of public sentiment. They don't care. They're just going to ram these things through. They've alienated, you can just run through it. You can go through the Southport thing where they've alienated all of the white working class. They've alienated the Muslims because of their stance on in Israel, and then they've alienated the pensioners because of the heating allowance. They're alienating farmers because of the inheritance tax. It's just endless. They just seem to have no sense of any kind of political realism or to do basic politics. They're just this kind of dumb, blunt cudgel. So this raises a strange situation, of course, because over the years, you can see this especially when you go back to about like 2019, 2017 type era, when Labour were in opposition, they really ran their mouths off about Donald Trump. David Lammy, of course, where there's calls now that he's going to have to step down because of how like outrageous these statements were about Donald Trump. And so you have this. I think there was one point Donald Trump said he was just going to declare war on the Labour government. And I find it very strange about how this is going to work itself out. So one of the things that I've been thinking about is that if you look at certain countries, if there's various scenarios, so I'm not going to sort of plant me flag on one scenario or another. But when you look at certain countries, like say North Korea or Cuba, there's something happens where you have a political formula. For example, in this case, it would be communism. You could even say Spain in fascist terms. But back in the day, but what you have is a regime which the main political formula itself is pretty much extinct. It doesn't exist anymore. The world has moved on. But certain regimes cling on and maintain that old political formula. And it leaves them in this kind of weird, precarious situation. It makes them sort of insular. And a bit of an outcast. It's as if they've been sort of st they're stuck in amber or frozen in some kind of sheet of ice, which is exactly what North Korea is. North Korea is a kind of relic of the original Cold War, which is now it's kind of being thawed out and brought back for the Cold War now, the new one, which obviously plays in to where we are with the state of the UK, because another area where you can see there's this disagreement between London, so the Starmer regime and Trump, is on the question of Ukraine. What are they going to do there? And I find it interesting to think that is it going to be where Starmer bends the knee? And where he goes along with, he kind of just betrays the base and just goes along with whatever the sort of Trump wants. But that would mean betraying his obviously globalist agenda. Because Trump's going to throw all this climate change stuff. I've got a feeling that Trump will just junk all of that. All of the woke DEI stuff's going to get junked. There's going to be hope. Well, hopefully for the Americans, we'll see the policies on the immigration, the refugees, the deportations, and all of that. So there's all these things which are going to happen, which are completely against everything that the Starmer regime stands for. And I'm not sure if they're going to actually be able to just turn and go along happily with that. And you think, what is their option then? Are they then going to betray all of their sort of globalist woke, ideals and lean into some sort of populism? I don't think that's actually going to happen. So I think what's going to happen is that they're going to double down. But by doubling down, they're going to be sort of disconnected from the main flow of where America is heading. And I think where America is heading is into this, what's been called hyper America, where they're going to onshore all of these industries. They're going to have tariffs. They're going to cut all of the crap. They're going to get Elon Musk in to sort of saw all the blubber off the deep state. So they claim. We'll see if it happens. And where it's going to go is that America may well actually be rejuvenated because of all of this, so it can get up onto the world stage once again and hold its, which it has to do if it wants to. It has to do that if it wants to remain the world superpower. But the problem for Labour is that they, I don't think, can go along for that ride, because it would mean jettisoning all of their core ideals and principles. Have to remember, you know, on something like the climate change, they're on the hook, the same as with the Ukraine war. They're on the hook for hundreds of billions of pounds. Are they going to then just junk all of that because the era of globalism is over? Because this is what it amounts to. It isn't just woke. It's the idea that they can sort of isolate it from the world, hold on to the ideology of globalism, even though globalism itself is now sort of washed up and dead. And all of these major countries in the world are looking for different kinds of connections and different ways to rejuvenate their, you know, their armies and make things more efficient. But it's my view that in Britain, we, because of the Starmer regime and because they've only just entered power, we could end up in this really weird situation where, like, all of the rest of the world or the Western world kind of moves in and leans into sort of more a populism, as I called it, this kind of centrist Caesarism, which is mainly sort of imbued with a nostalgia for the 80s and the 90s. It isn't far right. It is just not mad. They yearn for the old days of 80s action movies and all of this, where it's civic nationalism basically. And this ideal which they want to bring back. But I think in Britain we'll end up in this strange situation where the Starmer regime will attempt to lock itself in to like 2020 forever, you know, as if we're stuck in amber. So it will all, like, you know, everybody's moved on, everybody's going in a different direction. But in the UK, it's like we're still like sort of hung up on George Floyd or BLM or all these talking points, all of this, or the trans issue, and all of this kind of 2020, just and we're stuck there, not able to move on. And so I've came up with a few sort of ways, like few options that the Starmer regime could have. And one of them is the pivot to Europe, which again, I think the Starmer regime will be very prone to do that anyway, because of their principles would say that they would lean into Europe. But this raises a question as to what's going to happen with Europe itself, especially when we consider that they too have sunk billions and billions into the Ukraine war. They're completely at odds with Russia because of the Americans, because of the Biden regime. Are they just going to cut their losses? Where does that leave them? Where does it mean when Trump is going to pretty much say you have to step up to the plate and pay more for your own security? Big things could happen in Europe, actually, because again, if the tide of woke, an American sort of imposed ideology, if the American empire itself is breaking up because America is becoming more isolationist, that may not be a bad thing, because it'll create a sort of a vacuum within Europe. But again, they too could double down on all of the globalist talking points. So you have the sort of globalism, but without the globe. It would be globalism, but just Europe plus the United Kingdom. And again, like trapped into this paradigm of 2020 for the rest of time, or at least until it all falls apart, which it probably will as well. And then the other option is bend the knee. So if they just go along completely with what the Americans want, they don't kick up a fuss. And this is a problem, especially when it comes to, say, the attitude towards censorship, Elon Musk, and X and all of that, because they're going to have to just take all of the criticism on the chin. They're going to have to not be jailing people for social media posts. And when they don't do that, there's going to be, I mean, if they do allow free speech, more than what we have now, then it's going to erode. It's going to be like an acid going through the completely incoherent set of ideals. It'll be giving a voice to all of these kind of pissed off and angry natives who have had enough of all this crap. So that even if they bend the knee, it opens up more problems for them, which, I'm fine with that. Then you've got the woke North Korea paradigm, which is that I think they will seek to impose, completely bizarrely, if you imagine something like the Agenda 2030 stuff, which by its nature is globalist because it's about the climate of the whole planet. It could well be that, like, the Labour government or Donald Trump, China, Russia, India, all of these countries just have got no time for all of this. But like the United Kingdom is still doing it. We're still, because they've already pumped so many trillions or whatever into reducing carbon emissions and all of this stuff, that even alone, or maybe with a couple of other European countries, but basically alone, we are just going to go into this absolutely retarded mode of putting ourselves into this kind of degrowth gulag. For the sake to sort of reinforce this agenda and this ideology, which nobody else believes in anymore. Everybody's moved on. Everybody's changed their political formula, but we're stuck in 2020 forever. So that's actually what I would see. And this goes for the race stuff. It goes for the anti-white stuff. Imagine like where in America they rebuild the statue of Robert E. Lee. And even the Germans are beginning to, the AfD gets more powerful, and the Europeans are leaning more and more into a kind of Eurocentric populism, which is drifting away slightly from the American Empire. And but like in the United Kingdom, we're like still stuck with BLM and all these speech codes and all of this, like. Where we become that kind of bit on the map, which is just dark. Into that's that so that that's essentially what I implementing policies about, like, regulating chicken feed and all the rest, all the misery of it all. And then the other option is the Janus face, where they can present themselves to, say, Trump, America, as good team players, and they go along with that, but then internally they're jailing people for tweets. They've got this obvious two-tier system within. Again, though, I think there's a problem there, where they're going to run into issues of free speech, especially with Musk, unless they try and take him on, which again leads them back into the problem of the woke North Korea. That's where that leads. So you all of a sudden they find that at home the ideology, the political formula can't withstand the criticism that people are giving it. So they are on a heading to have a clash with Elon Musk, who is obviously going to be important in whatever regime the Americans are going to build. And so all in all, I think there'll be a mixture. I know it's a bit of a provocative title for a video, but I think it'll be a mixture. I think there'll be an attempt to a pivot to Europe, and the woke North Korea scenario until we can sort of get liberated. But Europe in general, unless it can come up with some new ideas and new ways forward, is also going to be locked in this 2020 sort of Agenda 2030, destroying farms, everything, inflation, everybody's getting poorer, the demographics are becoming worse and worse, nobody has freedom of speech. It's all just miserable. It's like the you know, these ideas, these are progress. This is where progressives have took us. This kind of it's this technocratic globalist misery. And you look to what's going on in America, and you think, how is that going to interplay with what we have? What we have with this miserable government. And so that's where I think we could go. I'm the best. I don't know. You can take your pick, but it seems to me that the woke North Korea scenario for the United Kingdom is on the cards. This situation where everybody else has moved on, and we're stuck in 2020 forever. You know, we're getting like the kids are still getting brainwashed with white privilege shite, and we're having arguments about like transsexuals, men going into women's toilets, and all of this garbage. And the carbon emissions and punishing farmers and regulating everything. So, but it will be from the outside, it will be a bit of a joke. And so these are what I regard as the options for the British regime. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.